Hi, my name is Juliet, and I'm the host for this podcast. I'm studying to be a rabbi. I'll be ordained by next January of the coming year, 2023. We are in 2022, that's right. And in Judaism, there's a specific portion, or parsha, we call it a parsha, that's our reading for the week from the Torah, which is the Hebrew Bible, for every week of the year. And as we go through these readings week by week, in order, from the beginning of the Torah to the end, from the beginning of the Jewish year to the end, we analyze the stories and we comment on them. Of course, connecting them to real life, to contemporary life, is how these ancient stories come alive, which is one of my great passions as a rabbi. I hope you'll accompany me as I tell these stories of Torah and of my life and the lives of others. And if you miss an episode, you can always go back and find it wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for coming on this ancient and contemporary journey with me. And you can always go to my website, lenegditamid.us. That's LNEGDITAMID.us. To make a contribution, donations are always welcome and needed to support this work. Thank you so much. And you can also find out about the other offerings that I have. Here we are today with cleanliness, godliness, and kedoshim. Kedoshim, that's has to do with kadosh, with the holy. So, you know, we all know this. We all know the saying, cleanliness is, what is it? Next to godliness. Yes. Well, is it? That's my question. And what is my obsession with toilet bowls? I mean, really, a couple of weeks, several weeks back, I had two different blog posts and podcast episodes that had either toilet brushes or toilet bowls in the title. So what is this? Yeah, they were jokes, but this is kind of not really a joke. I mean, it is and it isn't. This is pretty serious. They're all serious, but they're all, you know, sometimes I try to be funny. Anyway, so is it me or is it our culture? I mean, why do toilet bowls and toilet brushes come up so much? So I was on Facebook the other day, and I honestly stay away from Facebook. I use it, I have it, but I very rarely actually spend time on it because I know how easy it is to get sucked into it. Speaking of getting sucked into Facebook, getting sucked down the toilet. That's one of our sayings, isn't it? Like you get sucked into something and we think about getting sucked down the toilet. Isn't that funny? Well, anyway, I got sucked into Facebook the other day, and guess what it was that sucked me in? It was a video, this crazy video of a woman pouring tons of different colored liquids and powdered cleanser and shaving cream into an empty toilet bowl. Maybe you saw it. I bet you I wasn't the only one. I have a feeling that video went viral. I don't know, but that's my guess. Because of our obsession as a culture. So let me describe this video in case you didn't see it. It had a scrubby thing, you know, one of those scrubby things that people use on their bodies, blocking the hole. The toilet was empty. No water in it. And she filled this toilet. I could tell it was a she because of her hands. They were women's hands. Anyway, maybe that's sexist. I don't know. Anyway, she filled the toilet all the way to the top with all this toxic stuff, these liquids and powders. And every time she showed you the dawn or the comet, and it was all these different colors, and she would like stop and show them really quickly in this very efficient way. It was so weird, and it was so totally disgusting, and I couldn't tear myself away from it. She poured layer upon layer, emptying at least six containers. I mean, entire containers of Dawn and Comet and a can of shaving cream. And she showed you each bottle before she squirted or she shook it. Sorry for that background noise. I'm in New York City and you can hear somebody's obviously very frustrated with the traffic. If you can hear that horn, I'm assuming that you can. Anyway, on with it. So it felt like she was advertising the products, making cutesy little designs at each layer. Like, she had smiley faces. There, it stopped, thank God. Smiley faces and all kinds of weird designs. And it was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. And I watched because I wanted to see the point. I kept waiting, and it took forever. I was like, is this a science experiment? What is this? Is it going to foam up and over the sides of the toilet? What's going to happen here? What is her point? No. When she was done, she put some gloves on. She put her hand in. She mixed everything together by hand. And after mixing it together, she just flushed. 5 seconds, she flushed, and it all just disappeared down the toilet. All those chemicals. I mean, talk about disgusting. The toilet wasn't even dirty to begin with. It wasn't like my toilet, you know, years of, I don't know if you have one of those, years of buildup, and you're like, how do I get this off, right? I don't even want to use bleach because I know how toxic it is to the environment. So I was wondering, like, did this video reflect the obsession that we have as a culture with toilets and cleanliness in general? Our fear of germs and bad smells? I mean, like, what was she trying to tell us? And I saw a comment from someone. The person said, I can't believe you made me watch this. And then she put 3 hysterically laughing emojis next to it. And I was just like, I wanted to comment, what exactly is the message here? This is so toxic. This is so wasteful. This is so terrible for the earth. But I knew the person who had sent the video, and I like this person, and I didn't want to embarrass them. And I'm not going to give you a link to the video. No, well, you can go and find it yourself if you really care that much. But I think I described it well enough. Anyway, so this week, how does this connect with the Parsha? This week, the Torah portion is Kedoshim. And in Kedoshim, it gives over lots of laws for living a holy life, some of which are repeated elsewhere in the Torah. It starts with God telling the Israelite community through Moses, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. And it repeats again and again, I am your God, I am your God, I am your God, after each stipulation that, if followed, will make the Israelites holy. So let me give you a few of them. Among these stipulations are treat your fellow human being, you know, it's all about how to treat your fellow human beings and the earth. It's about treating family members and the stranger with respect and care, about being honest and fair. It's about leaving the gleanings of the field. I had to look up that word. What are gleanings? Gleanings are the extra parts of your harvest that are not there, that are not, you can't make a profit. You, like, they're not good enough to sell. So you leave them there, or from your field or your orchard for the poor. It's about remembering that we were strangers in a strange land. It's about paying your workers. And I'm assuming that a lot of these workers work the land on time. It's about not drinking the blood of an animal, because the blood is the life force. It's holy. It's about the holiness of animals. It's about allowing fruit trees to establish themselves as healthy and strong before eating their fruit. So the Torah clearly tells us that we are to be holy as God is holy. We are to be like God. So what does that mean exactly? I mean, did I answer the question? Maybe I sort of already did, but I'm going to talk more here. Last week, I wrote about our connection to the land as Jews. I was writing about Passover, and as Jews on Passover, at the end of the Seder, we always say, next year in Jerusalem. So we have this deep connection to our land. As we know, we're obsessed with it. And the earth, as stated in Torah, is obviously holy, or we wouldn't have all these stipulations about how to treat it. For us to be holy, it seems to me, we need to stay connected with the holiness of our land. If you've seen the movie Fantastic Fungi, they say fungi, I don't know why, but That's one of the pronunciations. If you've seen this movie, Fantastic Fungi, then you understand how incredibly closely intertwined we as humans are with the Earth, and how much our health and life depend on the Earth's health and life. These germs that we're so afraid of, that we're killing all the time, actually make us stronger if we can live in harmony with them. Yet, our consumer-driven culture has made us forget this fact and often confuses cleanliness with the absence of life. One of the commandments, one of the Ten Commandments given to us by God is do not kill. Yet that's all we do with the toxic chemicals we daily pour down the drain and on our crops. So I want to end with this Earth Prayer, a poem by Mark Nepo. And here's how it goes. O endless creator, force of life, let us, when swimming with the stream, become the stream. Let us, when moving with the music, become the music. Let us, when rocking the wounded, become the suffering. Let us live deep enough till there is only one direction, and slow enough till there is only the beginning of time, and loud enough in our hearts till there is no need to speak. Let us live for the grace beneath all we want. Let us see it in everything and everyone, till we admit to the mystery that when I look deep enough into you, I find me, and when you dare to hear my fear in the recess of your heart, you recognize it as your secret, which you thought no one else knew. Oh, let us embrace that unexpected moment of unity as the atom of God. Let us have the courage to hold each other when we break and worship what unfolds. O nameless spirit that is not done with us, let us love without a net beyond the fear of death until the speck of peace we guard so well becomes the world. That's Mark Nepo, as I said before, from The Way Under the Way. The name of the poetry book is The Way Under the Way. You can find it on the internet. And you can also look up Mark Nepo. And let us say, Amen. Thanks for being with me. See you next week.